What's up?
Yo, what's up, man? We back with another episode of Uncaged Minds. How you doing?
I'm great, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Today we got Jose Shorty Torres. 9 wins, 1 loss, and 1 draw. I just seen you fought Sean Santella.
Yeah, and I got a rematch coming up very, very soon. So we both have a score to settle.
Nice, nice. That's a fight right there, man. I was just watching that. That was a good fight.
It's a fun fight because, you know, he's so elusive on the ground. And worst comes to worst, like, even if he's not going to submit me, you know, he's a leech. He's able to hold on, and he's a smart veteran. He knows he doesn't need to finish the fight to win it. And for me, I'm all out brawler. I like to finish the fight. I like to stay standing. But, you know, the game plan has to be a little different for this fight. But I'm excited to kind of show what I'm about to do.
Definitely. So what you think of your last performance?
You know, I wasn't the fondest of it. It was about a year and a half since my last fight, and there was a lot of mental trauma going into it. So mentally, I wasn't the best. Gave myself a lot of anxiety going in there. But in that third round, it was like a big release of stress off my shoulders, a big weight off my shoulders, which is awesome. So I'm now going in there having fun again, and that's the best thing possible for me. I'm motivated by fun. I'm motivated by, you know, just having a blast, having a good time, smiling and enjoying myself. So now taking the stress off my shoulders, just kind of going in there, seeing that's another opponent. I've already been through it once. It's not going to get any worse. You know, I've been through it once and I know what he has to offer, and I've been through it once so I can execute a proper game plan. So I'm really excited for this fight to come up.
Definitely, definitely. Well, good luck, bro.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we got you on here today because it was just for a few questions, question and answers relating to it's called Uncaged Minds. I'm just really making a platform to help people who less fortunate get more exposure, and like people who like want to try MMA or any combat sport or any. Literally any element that they want to get into, you know, get them a different view of things, a real life, up close, more perspective on things, you know?
Hey, man, it's dope. I mean, I grew up in my own little hood in Chicago. So, you know, I'm another little, you know, shorty from the neighborhood trying to come up and make it out. And so far, you know, I'm doing a good job at it, but you got a lot of other people, and that's why I started my foundation as well, the Team Shorty Foundation. It's helping kids, teens, and young adults stay inside the gym and off the streets because, man, we don't have father figures. We don't have mentors. We don't have proper people around us, good role models to help us. And this little stuff, even getting your voice out there, or even trying to relate to people. Like, again, I'm another shorty from Chicago. Maybe other shorties, not just from Chicago, but around the States and around the world might be able to relate and get motivated because of it. So this is dope, man.
Exactly. Thank you, man. Thank you. So first question is, when did you first start your MMA career?
You know, it's crazy. I started martial arts when I was 4 years old with Shotokan Karate at the local park district, and then eventually wrestling at 14 and MMA in general at 16. Then I turned amateur when I was 18 and then turned pro when I was 23. And it's blossomed one. Honestly, for being a shorty from Chicago, I never thought that I'd travel the world because of fight. I never thought I'd make it out of the neighborhood doing, you know, crazy things. And for me, it's – I just had fun and listened. And, again, I had the proper role model. And I didn't – I swallowed my ego at times, and I became coachable instead of just being this prideful kid, this cocky teenager that I could do anything, I could do that. You know, we're at the top of the world and we're 16 to 18 years old. You know, no one can beat us up. And eventually, in a sense, I took my – Yeah, I took my butt kickings. I got beat up a little bit. I ended up being humbled and kept my foot on the ground instead of flying high over my head. And man, I started at 4, and 24 years later, you know, I'm at where I'm at today, and there's still so much more to come. But it's because I tried.
I agree with that. How did you get your first fight?
Man, I joined the gym, and you know, luckily when you join an MMA gym or just a martial arts gym in general, they will find you fights if you want to get one. And you know, as an amateur, my very first fight, everything, I think I lost. My first wrestling match, my first kickboxing, MMA fight, all these matches. And out of nowhere, I just got up and tried again. It's that whole Rocky thing. It's not how many times you get knocked down. It's, you know, it's just getting back up and pushing forward. And, man, it was crazy that I didn't get discouraged by it. And given I got, you know, you faced your mental trauma with it, you know, your woulda, shoulda, couldas. And, man, I could have done this in the match or done that. But I didn't let that happen in the next match. Then I didn't let that happen in the future matches. And I kept on going. And now I'm back at where I'm at, where I originally started, where it's like, now things don't faze me. I've already went through my traumas. Again, the draw with Shorty Rock Santella, not the best decision in, or excuse me, not the best fight before that. And then my two fights in the UFC, you know? So for me, it's having fun again. And it's the martial arts, man, has taught me a lot, but my first fight wasn't what everyone expected. Everyone naturally thinks you're going to be super talented, and because yeah. you're this, you're going to be that. It's like, no, man, I lost every first fight. And I look like crap too. It looked better than, or it looked worse than some of the fights you see on WorldStar. You know, man, I was throwing haymakers out of nowhere, no setups, no anything. And, you know, it's part of the process, man. We all start somewhere.
Definitely. So who inspired you outside of the cage?
You know, outside of the cage, you know, my coach, Master Bob Shermer, was one of those. He was that proper mentor, father figure that I really needed. Another one was my father. You know, my father, Shorty G, is what we like to call him. He, you know, had a real tough upbringing because of gangs, and naturally, I fought for two reasons. One, because he wanted me to fight, and then two, I needed to learn how to defend myself. My dad beat me up, you know, so I automatically had to be able to protect the family, but then also try to live out his dream, and it just kind of worked out to the way of, because I was trying to protect myself against him, I learned how to fight for him, and yeah, you know, I pushed through doing that. And then just overall, my role models growing up were, since I didn't have proper ones, it was Power Rangers, Dragon Ball Z, all these different shows, Ninja Turtles, you know, so especially growing up in the hood, this is your way out. This is your little fantasy world. I just ended up making my fantasy into reality.
Okay. So what UFC fighter gave you inspiration inside the Octagon?
Yo, man, it's crazy because outside the Octagon, my favorite fighter is Manny Pacquiao. I love what he's done. Obviously, I love what he's, you know, been able to portray himself as. And he's a people's champ. You know, the guy goes in there smiling. But inside the cage, I remember when I was 16, I'm watching WEC when it was still around, and there was primarily a lot of smaller guys. And one of the guys that I looked up to, because he lived only like 30 minutes to an hour away from my house, was Miguel Angel Torres. And my name is Jose Angel Torres. So I'm just like, oh, man, like we really relate. Like I'm going to watch him. He's coming up. And I don't know where he fought this shorty named Joseph Benavidez. And Benavidez is smaller than me. He's like 5'2". Oh, I'm 5'4". And Benavidez wrecked him. And I'm like, man, if this shorty could do it, so can I. And then I saw Uriah Faber. He was, you know, the face of WEC. I'm like, man, these guys are my height. Man, and they're beating up some gigantic guys. If they can do it, why can't I? If that shorty can do it, why can't I? And I don't know where I ended up, you know, not even believing myself, but just trying. And most of the time, you know, I wouldn't say blood hungry, but man, when you finally beat up a big guy, it's like, damn, I beat up that big guy. I can beat up another big guy. And I started creating a Napoleon complex. I started getting confidence in myself and going, you know what, man, I got to look at the upside, because if I lose to this big guy, worst comes to worst, technically paper-wise, I'm supposed to lose. He's bigger than me. But if I beat him, it just makes it look that much better.
Definitely, I feel that. So how long does it take you to recover from a major fight?
Man, it really depends on the injury. You know, I know one fight, how crazy, one fight I got dropped. I got stuck in the guillotine, broke my hand, and tore my MCL, my right leg, all in the first round, and I had to fight four more rounds for a championship fight. And given I won the fight, but after, I think I didn't fight again, or at least, excuse me, I didn't enter my training camp again until 6 months, you know. And it's given I did my rehab, but that's nothing like a training camp. And even through that, there's mental trauma of like, man, is my knee stable enough? Am I going to re-break my hand? Like, you know, there's, you get timid with a lot of things, but these injuries happen. I know for me in camp, if I'm not injured, it's not a camp. Like me, I ended up falling the other day, sliding real, real bad. And I ran into a pole when I slid. And that was the only thing that stopped me. And like, I'm limping right now. It's part of the process, you know? So, man, it really depends on your injury. I've had cuts, you know, after, you know, 10 days, technically you start training again, but those things were reopened real fast. So it's trying to be able to take care of yourself at now I'm 28 years old. I'm in the prime of my career, but reaching the age of 30, reaching the age of 32, 35 and older, man, you know, my body's going to start to deteriorate, especially for taking all the beanies it takes every day. So I got to make sure I take care of myself properly, man.
That's good. So what's the name of your gym and what's the training like this, the training schedule?
So two gyms I represent is Combat Do back at home in Chicago, given I don't train there full time anymore. But my coach is the only reason I'm here today, you know, because I listened to him. And, you know, the coach that he did trust and wanted me to train with full time is Dean Thomas at the firm down here in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And so we pretty much, you know, he left American Top Team, so I left with him, and he ended up making a gym in his house. you know, we ended up
Nice.
pretty much
That's pretty nice.
reestablishing the garage as a gym. And honestly, it's only
Real
three.
grounded.
Yeah, man, it's only three, four of us, and we all have our own little upbringing of growing up in the hood. So it's a nice environment for us, because it's like we're trying to make it back out again. We came from this beautiful 40,000
Yes.
square foot facility now into a garage. It's humbling. You know, it's like, man, this is where I started. I got to make it back up there. And honestly, I don't want to make it back up there. I don't want to make it back to a prestigious gym. I want to start from the bottom and show people that even
Work
people
your way up.
from the hood can make it out.
Definitely. So, what advice would you give to others who want to start MMA or any combat sport?
Honestly, and this is actually from one of Logic's albums, The Incredible True Story, which is the song as well. Logic states, or at least he has a guy announcing on a monologue state, man, if you're doing it for the money, don't do it for the money, because then you're not gonna have
Money.
fun. Like, man, MMA, you ain't gonna make money. We ain't making boxing money. We're not Canelo, we're not Mayweather, we're not Pacquiao, we're not making millions of dollars
Definitely.
a fight. The only guys making millions of dollars in a fight, and that's maybe a million, are the people doing pay-per-view, the people who are in the main event. But you know how long it takes to get there? Yeah, it might take a few years if you get to the UFC, if you get to Brave or Bellator or whatever. But man, it's a lot of ass kickings before that, you know? So for me, if you're
Definitely.
doing it for the money, don't do it. I say do it for fun, do it because you enjoy it, do it because you want to do it. Whatever goals you have, fighting's a poor man's sport. So if you're poor and, you know, man, this is your last way out of the neighborhood, then do it. This is your way out. That's your motivation. But make sure you try your best to have fun, because man, if you're not motivated in any sort of way, for me it is fun, but if it's not motivated in any sort of way, then why are you doing it? Especially if it's just for money, man, money comes and goes, and that,
Money
especially
come and
this
go.
career. Look at Mike Tyson. You know, that guy went
Definitely.
bankrupt and his whole posse, you know, dipped on him. So
Definitely.
it's one of those things, man. You know, I say try, definitely believe in yourself. And especially in this career, it so happens that, you know, we're not like, you know, football or baseball, where we lose the game, cool, we'll be back next week and we'll see how this goes. This, man, you lose a game, that might be getting knocked out, that might be getting TKO, that might be getting submitted, or just losing by decision, or even a controversial draw, whatever the case may be. So you gotta find a way to keep yourself motivated, happy, and still pushing forward, because you take a lot of beatings, not just physically, but mentally as well.
That's definitely the perfect answer, man. Who would you get in the octagon with in your weight class, like right now?
Man, everybody. I'm in the prime of my career, and I really just want to test my skills. And for me, the only thing that sucks is my promotion's international. So almost the whole world has travel bans against Americans. So I'm kind of stuck in the States for a small time being. You know, so being able to finally travel and to fight is just a huge honor. And finally, it's like, you know, kid going to the playground, it's like, yeah, dad's finally taking me out. You know, it's just I just want to have a good time. And for me, I don't care who I fight. I got a Napoleon complex, and I do believe I'm one of the best in the world. I've been ranked, you know, top 20 in the world for so long. I feel like I can move up. I just have to have the opportunity to fight, and Sean Santella's the next one up.
Definitely. So, what's your favorite? Striking or submissions, or do you use both?
I definitely use both, but I'm just a guy who loves to stand and bang. You know, since my sport growing up, and especially my father's sport, was boxing. That's all we used to watch. And you look at Justin Gaethje, even though he has a superior wrestling, you watch him because he's knocking people out. You watch him because there's a brawl. And even though you see him lose, you want to see him fight again, because you know it's going to be an exciting bout. For me, I'm the same way. I want to draw blood. I want to cut somebody. I want to knock someone out, because those are the highlight reels that people
Definitely.
really want to see. Submissions are dope, but I'm not doing flying arm bars. I'm not doing flying triangles and all this, you know, fancy stuff. I just want to be able to dominate a fight and win it in a very, you know, good looking fashion. And I think a knockout does that for me.
Yeah, I agree. What does a fighter mean to you?
You know, man, I fight for a lot of things, and being a fighter doesn't just mean that I'm in the cage fighting and doing that. I'm fighting for all the shorties in the neighborhood, showing that if I could do it, why can't you? I wanted to be a hero growing up. Again, all my role models are Dragon Ball Z, Power Rangers, you know, TMNT, all these heroes, and they literally fought for good. So for me, I'm not saying I'm fighting evil people, but I'm trying to, you know, show the people in my neighborhood that I actually tried to get up and do this. And look at that, I'm a hero. Look at that, I'm a fighter. Look at that, I've made it far in my career just because I tried. I was motivated to do it because my father was in a gang, because I was born in a trap house, because all this stuff was here, doesn't mean I have to stay there. You know, and people have way worse lives than I had, but you know, I didn't have a fair share myself. So it's one of those things that I might not have the worst life, but I can definitely relate to some people growing up in the neighborhood and going, hey man, I'm doing my thing. Why can't you? What's holding you back? And more than
Definitely.
likely, it's just you. You know, so it's you and the mindset. So for me, being a fighter is being a role model and showing people that if this shorty can do it, why can't you?
Definitely. All right, one last question for you. Describe what makes a fighter a true warrior.
Man, you know, there's so many things. I could be, you know, super nostalgic and you know, stereotypical. Oh, a fighter has pride. He never backs down. He's full of ego or this or that. You know, man, I think a fight.
True warrior.
Yeah. And that's dope. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Again, I have a Napoleon complex. I do have my ego. I have my pride. I have all these things. But a lot of that stuff actually gets me in trouble. I think the thing that makes a true fighter is total respect of the game when the blinders are down, having fun, having a good time, and enjoying the challenge. Again, my biggest role model growing up was Goku. He was a guy that no matter if he knew he was going to lose, he just enjoyed the challenge because he knew even if he lost, he was going to learn and get that much stronger because every single defeat closer to death makes him that much better. And it's the same thing with fighting. When you touch the stove, man, that stuff burns. So you know not to touch the stove again or at least check it before you touch it. You know, so this fighting game is a learning experience. It's a journey. So being a true fighter is enjoying the journey, enjoying the fun, the challenges, the process. And yeah, you got your ego, but definitely having a smile doing it.
Definitely. Well, thanks for stopping by, bro.
No problem, man. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.